We're from Boston Medical Center. My name's Vanessa Sasso.
And I'm Glory Ruiz, and we're here from the Center for HIV/AIDS Care and Research at Boston Medical Center, and we're here to discuss our experience in integrating services and linking patients to clinical care as well.
So here's our agenda. We're going to talk a little bit about who we are, where we are, what we do. Glory's from our STD clinic. I'm from our HIV counseling and testing program. But like Glory said, we do integrate our services. So we're going to talk about how we do that and then, of course, linkage to care.
So just to give you an idea of where we are, we're right where the blue arrow is at. That's Boston Medical Center. It's actually really accessible by the highway. It's located in the area in Boston called the South End. There's a lot of MSM population there. We're also in the border of the Roxbury area. There's a lot of predominantly African-American populations. As we all know, Boston, the greater Boston area has a lot of colleges and universities. So basically, we're in the middle of the action. We're very accessible about public transportation. And we were formerly known as Boston City Hospital until 10 years ago. And we'll talk a little bit more about that.
So this is the Boston Medical Center campus, and you can see the STD clinic and Project Trust, which is our drop-in center, which was formerly known as just the HIV counseling and testing place for over 10 years. And we had recently added some STI testing, which we'll talk about more. But just so you can get a glimpse of our campus and where we're located in proximity to one another.
Yep. So like Vanessa said earlier, I'm basically the manager of the public health clinic and the STD program. I'm located in the where the blue arrow was, that yellow building. And Vanessa is across the street from me at the site called Project Trust. And she oversees a counseling and testing center. That's basically the headquarters, but her counselors are all over the campus. So we'll talk about more about that. So how did we get here? So in the early 1943 approximately, then Boston Medical Center was known as Boston City Hospital. And we were awarded an STD clinic grant by the Department of Public Health. Back in the day, we were known as one of the rapid testing sites, if you recall from that era. And we were originally funded at many rapid testing sites as a site for testing of people that were in the military, because women were seen as reservoirs of disease. That's where their original idea. Little did they anticipate that the outlook was going to look very differently than what they really expected. So then in 1987, we were awarded the HIV testing grant by Massachusetts Department of Public Health, and we were known as an anonymous testing site. In 1996 was the merger. So Boston University bought Boston City Hospital, and we became Boston University Medical Center, or BMC for short. We still serve the same population. People still call us City Hospital. We're still in the middle of the action. We just got bigger and have a fancier, longer name. So in 2003, we started hepatitis testing at Project Trust, where Vanessa's located, and then we became a comprehensive testing site.
But we had restrictions on who we could offer hepatitis C testing to at that point. It was a little bit more strict, and now we've lifted those guidelines, which is wonderful.
Yep. In 2004, we started doing rapid HIV testing at Project Trust. They were the pilot site for the Department of Public Health. Free hepatitis vaccines were started to be administered at the Center for Infectious Diseases, where I'm at. And BMC awarded the CDC prevention grant to create Project Umbrella. So we have two grants for HIV testing. And in 2007, integrated counseling, testing, and referral started, which Sheila will talk about later. And we also started administering the HPV vaccine over at the STD clinic with the restrictions that we're aware of. Even though we take patients that are 13 years and older, we still have to consent them. In the rare case that they do bring their parents, which is not very popular in STD clinics, but we do manage to go around the works of the health insurance if they're over 18 and they still want to get interested. Again, we do see a lot of college students that are interested in the service. So, all right. So this is basically a diagram on what we do. And how we're funded. So hospital funding pretty much covers all the gray clinics or gray services that are on the left side of the slide. But public funding covers for basically the DPH, CDC funded sites. We have other initiatives like research and all that that are also funded by that. But we'll focus for today on the ones that are in blue and green. The nurses for the STD clinic are funded by the hospital, but the rest of the services in blue are funded by either public funds or private funding. We have a counselor that is funded by Gilead that's located for counseling and testing at the Women's Center. So we managed to make it happen.
So here's our counseling and testing programs. We're gonna focus again today on the blue shapes, but as you can see, we have a pretty large program. We have 12 counselors. About half of them are stationed in the hospital in areas like inpatient, primary care, urgent care, which is part of our emergency department, as Glory mentioned, the Women's Center. So all over the hospital, but also in the community as well. So we like to cast a wide net. We do approximately 10,000 tests a year. So that's our program, just so you can have a view.
We also do outreach in different van initiatives, which mm-hmm. also, like, we not only on like close to the campus, but we go abroad as well.
Mm-hmm. So this is just a snapshot, so you can see, again, approximately 10,000 tests a year. Our seroprevalence ranges at about 1%, which we feel pretty good about, considering that's the average for nationally funded programs, but we feel like we can do better. We actually just implemented a social networking program recently, so we have high hopes of increasing our seroprevalence, but just want to see the data.
So we, one of the Vanessa's counselors is stationed actually next door to my office, and she does testing at the STD clinic, and this is a snapshot of her numbers. So we started that collaboration in August, in summer of 05. The seroprevalence has been above the average or around the average of 1%. It's, you know, as you know, counseling and testing programs are unpredictable. This week alone, we had 4 new positives. Two were patients that were seeking services that turned out to be syphilis patients as well. We had one that had a skin infection for MRSA and another one that was inquiring about PEP services. So it comes and goes. Mm-hmm. But we're basically around the 1% average. So as you know, we were discussing this morning in the plenary session, Dr. Douglas' session this morning, we are encouraging testing. I think it's working. I think there's a lot that needs to be done still. But I think that because of the prevention and testing initiatives, integration does work, and this is proof right here. But it still should be also an encouragement that we need better and more intensive screening. So that's why we're all here, to get our heads together and our funding as well. So as to the clinic data, just kind of like to, we actually follow the trend. Chlamydia is our most popular STD, closely followed by gonorrhea and syphilis, which are tied in the second spot. Herpes testing, we actually do the swabs and the culture for herpes testing. We do not offer the blood testing at the clinic. And then, of course, the HIV that goes with it, rapid HIV testing. We do have the occasional pubic lysis scabies, but basically that's the most important ones.
So here's our ICTR that we've all been hearing the buzzword, integrated. So integrated counseling and testing and referral programs. So again, we implemented this in June 1st, where at our drop-in center, Project Trust, which again was historically known as the HIV drop-in center in Boston for over 10 years, adding hepatitis C, STI testing, we're doing chlamydia and gonorrhea as a urine test, syphilis as a blood test, and then hepatitis A and B vaccines. But unfortunately, we have a barrier there because there's no nurse on site, and in Massachusetts, a nurse has to administer a vaccine. So although people just have to go across the street, as you know, that's a barrier. You know, I don't want to wait. I don't have time, whatever. So we're having a little bit of a issue with doing as well as we could with our A and B vaccine. I'll show you some data It's okay. You know, again, we just started in June. I know that we can do better, but you'll see some of our data. This is for asymptomatic clients only. I should have mentioned that. So if they are experiencing any symptoms, any itching, burning, whatever, again, bring them right across the street to see Glory and her. We have one of our nurses here today, actually Christine in the back. So it works out well. So here's some of our data, and I think most striking to me is the 9 cases of chlamydia that we found. And again, these are folks that were coming in strictly for an HIV test. We offered them everything else, say, you know, hey, while you're here, you might as well get all of this stuff checked out. You're more likely to have chlamydia than you are to have HIV, so why not? So here we are. As you can see, the return rates, they're a little lacking. We're really, although typically we have two public health STD clinics in Boston, and the message is no news is good news with the STIs, but for this ICTR program, our Department of Public Health really wants us to bring people back in. So that's been tricky, trying to get people to come back in. We're definitely chasing people. So you can see the return rates are teetering a little bit, but anyway.
So anyway, what happens when we get like a positive hepatitis C test result? The counselor would make the intake appointment with the hepatitis nurse. I'm actually kind of like the go-to person. In case of doubt, they just call me. There are 12 counselors scattered all over the campus, sometimes not even in the campus. So basically, we have a hepatitis C nurse that would engage them to care within the Center for Infectious Diseases. If they get a positive STD test result, they call me. Ideally, we would get a hard copy of the result to give to the patient. If we don't have it, then we can retest the patient just to be safe, and we will immediately treat the patient and address the issues of partner counseling and referral to the clinic. And if needed, then we'll follow up in 2 to 3 months. And then we can actually engage them here also at this point to get them to get their vaccines for hepatitis if they haven't already done so. If we get a reactive or positive HIV test result, then we revisit PCRS, we do the confirmatory testing right there at the clinic, and we have an on-call intake team that is alerted by PAGE. And the way we organize our services at the clinic is what we have one doctor that has one steady nurse and has one steady medical manager. So at this point, we walk the patient through the clinic, the process, how we organize ourselves, and it could be somewhat overwhelming. I mean, some of them are not really expecting this amount of information. It could be a long appointment. There's a lot of issues that need to be addressed. So sometimes they really want to do the intake appointment later. At this point, we draw the labs and we revisit the situation with the patient later. Ideally, they are immediately linked to care. If by any chance any of Vanessa's counselors is out in the community doing testing, we drive them to the clinic to meet the nurse and to see us immediately. And then we arrange for the first doctor visit and continued medical care then. So this is a floor plan. I colored this in pink and purple, so I'm sure that in the back you can really tell the difference. But that orange part right there is our waiting room. The purple side, which is this side over here, is where we have, my office is there. The counselor is next to me, and we actually have two counselors. Most of the time, while the STD clinic is going, we have Joanne, who does the HIV counseling and testing for the STD clinic patients and other patients that are walk-in, patients that are partners of patients from the HIV clinic, and we engage them to care there because we're right next to each other. It's like literally 10 steps. So when we also have our international travel refugee clinic, another of Vanessa's counselors who is stationed basically at the Center for Refugee Health and Human Rights comes to the clinic while that clinic is going to test refugee patients only. So we're addressing two important issues here, not only STD, which is why we're here, and HIV, but also other issues of other minority populations that might be at risk. So if anything happens, we're all in one place and within 10 steps from each other. So, any questions?